This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Joining me today is Jeannie Lester. She's back in the studio. We are on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester, and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We would love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place that you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. Come on down and have lunch at Midtown Cafe and watch the show. So if you're out and about right now, driving down Elm Street, and you don't know where to go eat lunch, come on down, 814 Elm Street, and you can listen and watch the show. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/foodforthoughtwithcarol. And let me give you, we have a packed show as usual today. We are going to, in a little bit, be joined with Kim Bergeron, who is the Extreme Coupon Professor. We're going to talk about how to save money with coupons. And I believe also she's been doing some stuff, about how to save money without coupons. So we're going to be chatting with Kim Bergeron in a little bit. And then in the second hour, we're going to be talking with Pete, a.k.a. Repeat, from over in Appleseeds over in Bradford, New Hampshire. I'm excited for that because I used to live in Warner, and I haven't been to Appleseeds for a little bit, and I haven't talked to Pete or Repeat for a while, so that'll be fun. And they even have an entree named after me.
Ooh.
They do. I used to go in there. Well, we lived in Warner, so we ate there quite often. And I used to get this certain meal. It was scallops. I don't even remember, actually. I know it's scallops. And, Repeat, I'm sure he'll refresh my memory on exactly what it was. I think there was kale in it.
Oh, okay.
Delicious. And he named it Carol's Scallops.
Oh.
And he said when he named it Carol's Scallops, he says it sells all the time. When they put it up, it sells all the time. So I'll be anxious to hear if Carol Scallops still goes up on the special board from time to time. So we'll be talking to them. And
we have a packed
show coming up.
So. Absolutely. And we certainly want to thank our sponsors. And those include Express Jewelry Center at 44 North Main Street in Concord, featuring elegant and affordable jewelry, as well as precision repair. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions at integrityfit.com, our coaching solutions company. Red Arrow Diner in Manchester, in Milford, and coming very soon to Londonderry. Belmont Hall at 718 Grove Street in Manchester for top quality foods made fresh. And New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, as well as Celeste Oliva at 75 South Main Street in Concord, your source for the freshest premium extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. So we do. There's a lot to be excited about today, for
yes.
One, although it is blustery and cold, it is not snowing currently.
1 degree, my car said this morning. Although I guess it's really below with the wind chill factor. Isn't it like 15 below, I think,
yes,
with wind chill factor this morning. So yes, it is extremely cold out there. And you know what? I'm just going to put a little give a little shout out to Daryl, my boyfriend, because look at, aren't these roses just beautiful?
They are absolutely beautiful. What a bright spot on a cold and blustery day.
Yes, and it's like a perfect spot for them too. Everybody's going to be able to see them, and the sun is just shining on them, just lovely. They're
so it
nice
sets
and
that
red
mood for this Valentine's weekend coming up.
That's right.
Yes, it's bright and beautiful.
So thank you, baby. They're beautiful. They're gorgeous. I love them. I really love them. And I usually don't like flowers, but I love them.
Well, that's quite something to say then.
It is.
To go from that point to loving
them. To this point. That's right. So, yes. And let me see. So Valentine's Day is tomorrow. And I just have a couple of little trivia things here. Just, we can approximately how many Valentine's Day cards Jeannie, do you think are sent each year?
Oh, goodness. Just like gracious.
A rough, you know, kind of estimate. What do you think?
350,000.
No, you are way off.
Wow.
Way, way off.
Millions.
Still off.
Okay. Do tell.
1 billion.
1 billion cards sent, and that means mailed.
1 billion. Valentine's Day is the second largest card sending holiday of the year. Christmas is the first.
Okay.
Wait till you hear this.
Yeah.
Do you know how many cards get sent for Christmas?
No.
2.6 billion cards.
That is amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
And I wonder, you know, as we start to move toward everybody's emailing and texting and things like that, getting away from writing and sending, if that number is changing over the years.
That is because, you know,
yeah.
That's a good question.
I personally am a terrible person for sending cards, purchasing cards, doing anything like that. And it's awful because my husband, for one, loves cards. And he's great at writing them. You know how that you can get the card with all the little prose in the middle? He will actually write something that's very heartfelt.
Aww,
and it's, yeah. And so
nice.
Then if I can't even, you know, get a card, it's pretty bad. But yeah, it's a time that I love to get cards, and people do. They send Valentine cards, Christmas. I
love to give cards. Like when it's anybody's birthday or like even, you know, today, well, tomorrow, Valentine's Day, I buy a minimum of 3 cards at
really?
Least.
Really?
Okay. For anybody's birthday. It has to be like, you know, I get kind of a serious one.
Yeah.
You know, sort of, kind of, you know. And then I always get like a funny one. You know, I'm the one that is in the card aisle laughing my head off by myself.
Right.
I'm
right.
Standing there just cracking up.
Yes.
Like, you know, that's me. And yeah, so yeah.
Interesting stuff.
I like cards.
Yeah, they are nice. It's nice to get them. It's nice when people take the time to do them. And I really, because I like getting them, I should be better about sending them. But I fall down on that one.
Sweet that your husband
it
writes
is.
All that.
He does. And it's always something that's very specific and very true. So you know he's not just, you know, borrowing lines from a...
So he's not copying lines from other cards or anything.
That's actually not a bad idea for those of you maybe who are challenged. Save your Valentine's cards
there
over the year. Go back, you know, 5 years ago. Take a line from here, a line from there. She'll never know.
That is funny.
That's bad.
But, you know, and I went to Hallmark yesterday, and, you know, the kinds of cards that they have now, mm-hmm. did you see the prices on them?
That's
they
the
are
other
crazy.
Thing. Yes, yes.
I mean, there was cards for $10.99.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like a low to middle price, wouldn't you say, is like $4.99?
Yeah, like
something
like
that.
Average price?
Yes. And so as you're contemplating this, you're thinking, okay, A, those aren't really my words. B, the person's going to throw it away in like 2 days.
Right.
But
I do that.
Actually, I don't. I just recently uncovered a stack of cards that I've kept from when my husband and I were dating. So,
do
I mean, that's,
you?
Yeah, so that's 15 years ago. That's 15 years
so
worth
you
of cards.
Save
I
them?
Do
you
save them. Yeah,
see,
some of them.
Mm-mm.
There are a lot that I kind of maybe don't save, but yeah, those I save.
That's sweet.
So that is nice. I guess it's worth the $6 or $7 or $8 if you're going to buy a card to know that that person's going to save them.
And that's nice.
Yeah.
That is
it
nice.
Because then you can kind of look back. And, in fact, maybe that's a good Valentine's Day. You know, if we do get kind of snowed in this weekend, that might be part of a good Valentine's Day activity. You can kind of reminisce and go back through some old love letters. And
how sweet is that?
Wow. Yeah, I think that's pretty
you can
good.
You can cuddle up in bed.
Yes.
Get the little box out.
And just kind of, yeah.
That Aww. Is so nice.
Yeah.
That would be really nice. That would be really nice. Cupid is whose son? Do you know?
Cupid is whose son? Now, is this something that comes from a one of those cartoons we used to watch growing up? I mean, is this Santa Claus is coming to town, or is this we're really supposed to know this?
I did not know
Cupid
this.
Cupid is whose son?
Cupid
no relation to Santa. I don't know.
This was he was the goddess of love and beauty.
Aphrodite. Goddess. He can't be a goddess, though.
Oh, she was the goddess. Cupid is whose son? Oh, Venus.
Oh, okay.
That's a boy, isn't it?
No.
That's a girl?
Oh.
I don't know.
I think so. It's a razor. That's really funny. I don't know. I skimmed through that Greek mythology section we had in English. Lisa Venus and all of that. She's got it. The whole jingle is running through my head, so that didn't work.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I like that. Razor. I have that razor too.
You do? See, there you go.
I'm going to laugh now every time I'm going to think of you, Jeannie. Oh gosh, that's not good.
What's the thinking of me?
When I'm shaving my
legs.
Yeah,
probably not the best timing.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. All right, I think it's time for us to take a break.
It's probably a good
regroup.
Idea. Yes.
We need to regroup. All right. You are listening to Food for Thought, and we are live at the Beacon Building. We'd love to invite you down. Come on down and have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. And joining us right after the break is going to be Kim Bergeron, Extreme Coupon Professor. And let me tell you, she is very, very interesting. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It is great to be back here. I was listening to parts of the show yesterday that I could catch, and it was fantastic, but good to be back in studio.
Yes, for sure. And again, we are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street in downtown Manchester, so come on down. And anytime you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. And we'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/foodforthoughtwithcarol. And it gives you all of our upcoming shows and past shows and pictures and all that stuff. So, and joining us right now is Kim Bergeron. She is the Extreme Coupon Professor. She's been helping all of us save money over the years through coupons and classes and blogging and such. So welcome, Kim, to Food for Thought.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Ooh, there we go. There we go.
Are we good?
Yeah, you're good now.
Good.
There
Super.
You go.
Well, it's good to be here. You girls are a lot of fun.
Well, good. We have a lot of fun, and I am very anxious to hear from you because, oh my goodness, the biggest part, maybe the second biggest part of my family budget is groceries.
It is huge.
It is crazy. Yeah. So if there is a way that you can help all of us to save money,
yeah,
that is a prize thing.
It's been great. It's been a great help for families all over New Hampshire, New England, saved people lots of money over the last few years, and it's great to hear the responses of how much it saved people and changing lives and getting people to Disney, you know, because they save money in their food budget. They put that money in a jar. So there's a lot of neat stories that I've heard along the way, too.
I bet, because you've been doing this now for a good, almost 3 years.
Yeah, it is. It's been 3 years. Yeah.
Wow.
And I never thought it would be where it is today. Never. It was one of those things sitting around, the kids had gone off to school, and I know a lot of husbands would wish that their wives would beg to get a job, and I was one. I'm like, I want to go work. I can't stand being home all by myself, you know, and it just wasn't feasible with snow days, you know, and kids sick, and so I said, hey, do you mind if I teach people some classes, and it just went from there, and it's been wonderful. It's been rewarding. It's been rewarding for everybody.
You know what I want you to, because, you know, you've been on my show a few times in the past, and what I love the story that you tell about your, you know, the shopping experience, and at the end, the, you know, the receipt.
The difference in price, yeah.
That is like the coolest story. And then from there, because I know you've been doing so many new things, we can talk about that too.
Yeah. Well, we actually, after some time of, you know, going to give people classes in the home, or I did classes with the Union Leader, Concord Monitor, people ask, can you take me shopping? I'm like, how fun would that be? And it was really a lot of work on my end, and I was pretty much the spastic mom at home, and everybody knew to stay away from me while I was preparing for this, because we'd have 20 people or so that I'd be getting all the coupons ready for. We had our grocery list. They basically just showed up, and I'd take them shopping, and they all have their carts, and it was like little ducklings going down all the aisles with their shopping carts.
I went once.
Yes, you had a few people that came, too.
My daughter,
yep.
Who's a big couponer.
Is she still doing it?
Yes, she does.
Super, yeah. And we get to the register. And by the way, we shop at Shaw's, which many people would never want to shop at because of their prices.
Yes.
And the grocery receipt for the average in the classes would be anywhere from $150 to $170. Before all the savings and the coupons, we were paying around $30. People were paying out of their pocket.
Unbelievable. Because when you said their average price before the savings, that's about, like, if I can get through the store at that rate.
Right.
I'm feeling good about my grocery shopping for just a week,
maybe.
Yeah. And I'm still going to have to go back. So, okay, go on.
So, I mean, that was just really neat for people to see how the whole process worked. You know, to hear me say it is one thing and to show the different deals on my blog, that type of thing. But to really take you out and here you go. Here's your list. Here's the coupons. Here's how we stay organized, you know, even right up to the register. I'd have people hug me at the end. and then the classes, when I do the coupon classes, I always felt like I was getting married again because it was like a reception line of people around the room coming over to shake my hand and give me a hug because it was hope. Right. It was hope. Like, are you kidding me? I can actually do this. And, you know, there's different levels. Obviously, with that extreme couponing show, that was way overboard. And I was never one to support hoarding, you know, and clearing the shelves and that type of thing. I taught people how to do it every day, you know, and how we should do it the right way. And, yes, and giving back to the community as well. So it was a nice balance that people appreciated, too. It was also funny, too, seeing in a class, you could see the skeptics in the class.
Right.
So you'd see at first. And they'd have this grumpy-looking face. And I'd like, look at the other side of the room for a while, so not to be intimidated. And less than a quarter way through the class, they'd be like, oh, really? Oh, really? You could see it on their face. And then at the end, they were giving me a hug at the end, too. So it was fun. It was really neat. But, I mean, if it saved in our family, I knew it could help other people, too.
And is that how you got started? I mean, before you began teaching classes and decided, okay, this is something I want to show other people how to do, I'm imagining you probably were doing that on your own.
Oh, plenty of years before. Yeah, plenty of years. My husband had lost his job in a car accident. Mm-hmm. And one time I had to go to the food pantry, and we lived in a small town. It was one of those things where you knew everybody and you knew who was talking after. And I said, I am never coming back here again. And not that everyone should use it if you need to. But I'm like, there has to be something else. And after that, I really figured it out and we did it. And after that, we were getting a ton for our family. And then the only time I was going back to the food pantry is to drop off donations.
Wow. Yeah. What a nice turnaround that is.
Yeah. So that was pretty neat too.
So when you, and I've gone through little spurts where, you know, someone will say, you really need to be saving coupons, and I'll see some coupons, and I'll maybe try it for a week. And in that week, I can find five coupons. Of those five, you know, of stuff that we would probably eat, of those five, three of them are for buy one, get the other one at half price or something like that. I mean, how do you navigate through and really make this worth your while? And you know, people will probably say, and it's probably the grumpy face looking people that you've had in your class that say, my time is worth more than I'm going to be able to save and those kinds of things.
There's stuff for both. There's a couple different ways to answer that. I did teach a segment where there's a coupon that looks horrible, $1 off of three, you know, and it was actually for Kleenex. And there happened to be in-store savings going on at the same time. And then you got money back off your next shopping order and this and that. So you were able to roll all those things in. In the end, and it was school season, by the way, so we had to supply so many boxes of tissues for each kid. Well, I had four kids to supply two boxes of tissues for each class. It's crazy. And with all that savings, we ended up getting 24 boxes of tissues and a roast. And I paid like $6, something ridiculous like that. So it's, you know, seeing where all those extra in-store sales are. And I mean, as we know, stores next to each other, there's so much competition. Look at the drug stores, one on each corner. You know, so they all try to get you into their store anyways by giving us extra incentives and money back off our next shopping and, you know, that kind of thing too. So there's that. But then there's also going directly, and people think this is crazy, but going right to a clipping service and get specific coupons you're looking for. Also eBay. I was always on eBay. If I wanted Viva paper towels, I'd go on to eBay and I'd punch in Viva paper towel coupons. And if there were some there, I could get 75 cents off of one. You know, they have different prices for coupons because California may have higher price coupons. because their cost of living is different than ours. So I could get different values than I would here in our own newspaper. So I'd buy maybe 20 coupons and cost me $2, but it's specific for what I want. Then I'm going shopping with those coupons and I'm getting a great deal.
Do you believe that?
I can't. So it's from the way you've described it, that's much more proactive than sitting at home waiting for flyers to and the newspaper to cross your path. This way, you're going after the products you use and finding the best deals you can. And for those who don't know, what's a clipping service?
You would Google it, clipping coupon service. And there's actually people, and I'm not really sure where they get all their coupons from. And they clip and they put together all their coupons. And then they have a store online that you would go through and you'd buy either the whole insert or you can buy specific coupons. And then they send them to you. Isn't it crazy?
That is. Yeah. That is fantastic. But that helps this to make a lot more sense, too, because then you really can be buying things that you're going to eat and use or, you know.
And things that we know we use every day. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's certain juices that we give our children every day for school, then whether it's on sale or not, and that's always been my key thing, you buy it when it's on sale and with a coupon, and then that brings your savings down a lot more. But if you need it anyways, have a coupon handy, even if it's not on sale. You know, and I teach people how to stock up without hoarding and, you know, a little formula that we've created in our own house. You know, where are you going to put it? On those extreme couponing shows, they used to take the clothes out of the kids' drawers and they'd put the cookies in. And my kids are like, Mom, let's do that. You know, and certainly we're not going to do that. you know, so there's a whole formula of how we teach people where to how much to get, where are you going to put it? How long is it going to last for? Even toothpaste has expiration dates. You know, so you got to keep all that stuff in mind, too. Yeah.
Who would have thought you can go shopping for coupons on eBay?
Right.
I would have never, ever thought that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a big source.
So you can get coupons from California, like you said, which have a higher, you know, they're probably
value,
like a higher value. And you can use those here in New Hampshire.
Yep. Yep. Because it's all by the manufacturer.
Right. My goodness.
That is absolutely fantastic. And I also appreciate what you're talking about not hoarding or overbuying. And I think probably many of us tend to do that anyway. I was thinking about, we've been talking shop your pantry. So in going through my pantry, I'm looking through stuff. I'm like, why is this here? I don't even remember what it was I thought I needed this for.
Right.
Or if it was for a particular recipe and I never ended up making it or whatever. But most of us have a ton of things in our pantry that probably we're not using and can't remember how
The only or why thing I would hoard, if you will, hoard in quotes, is paper goods.
Sure.
Oh, toilet paper, paper towels. You know, when that when my son has a little spill of water on the counter and he takes five paper towels off the roll, I'm wanting to strangle him. Even worse when it's my husband. And I like, go get the towel, the dish towel, and wipe it off that way, or take a sponge and wipe it off. So those kind of things that drive me crazy, I'm like, okay, it's okay, Kim, calm down. You have this many more paper towels in the closet, you know? That type of thing. And laundry soap. Laundry soap is huge. I mean, I can't tell you how many loads of laundry we do a week. So that's something if I can get, and there's plenty of times I get it for $1.50 or less, that I'm able to get
laundry detergent?
Soap. All laundry soap. Yes. Yep. There have been, except probably been about 2 to 3 years now where I haven't had to go out and spend full price on my laundry soap. And most that I have in my basement is $1.50 or under.
That is crazy.
It is crazy. Now,
that's
are you
a huge savings,
to...
isn't that? People who don't want to, people who say, oh, it's so much work, my time is more valuable, then you know what? Don't do your grocery shopping because that is overwhelming. Look at our grocery store list. It's huge. Look at our toiletry list and our laundry list. It's the same every month. And it's less of a burden to have to think of how to get this for savings. You know, but look at the money I'm saving on just laundry soap.
Yes,
yeah. And that makes a lot of difference in people's budget too. If they don't want the whole picture, that's fine. Just take something that you know you use every day that we're going to throw out in the toilet or in the trash and save money on that.
Are you able to still maintain your brand loyalty for people who say, well, I only use this particular brand or on those things? Do you just, is it better to really be a little bit flexible?
Flexible will get you more in your house,
sure.
For sure. Then you have people who have allergies and they can't. And that's where you contact the manufacturers. You go to their site, you give them a phone call, go on their Facebook page and tell them your situation, or, hey, can I have some coupons to try out some products for free? And you could get an envelope. I know one person, she did it with Tide, a new product they had. She got 10 coupons for free Tide. I went and did it. I only got one. Her voice must have been sexier than mine. but still, you can get coupons that way too. And maybe you're having a rough month in your budget. Call those companies and get some free product. And that can help your grocery budget as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And even if it's not free product, I've gotten coupons where I've gotten, 1 year I got Smithfield. Smithfield, $7 off any Smithfield product. And I saved it to be around Easter because the hams would go on sale, right? Really good prices on your hams at Easter. And then I used the $7 coupon, so I paid hardly anything for my ham.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Just these little tips and tricks. And, you know, we need to take a short break.
Sure.
And when we come back, we are going to talk with Kim Bergeron. She's in studio here, the Extreme Coupon Professor. And we're going to talk about saving money without coupons.
Sure,
that's
that'd be
like
great.
A something new that you've been doing.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very interesting. Stay tuned. Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me is Jeannie Lester, and we are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And you can give us a call at any time, 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear from you. And we have the Extreme Coupon Professor in-house, and we're learning again, learning all kinds of stuff. And I've talked to you so many times, and I'm just always amazed at what, you know.
There's so many tricks.
There is. Yeah. There really, really is. I mean, finding coupons on eBay.
Right. But I'm actually looking at your desk, and I see that you have the copy. Is that the Union Leader?
Yes.
So the Union Leader and the Concord Monitor, they have the 10 for 10 bundles. And I'm proud to say that started with me. But it's usually... after Sunday, I think Tuesday, you could go into the Union Leader and you can go into the Concord Monitor and you can buy bundles of 10 newspapers for the Sunday papers for all those coupons. And it's only going to cost you $1 a paper. So that's another great way, too, to get some coupons right there, ready to shop, you know, on the next day.
I know. I saw this a couple of days ago and I'm like, I got to
ask. I didn't know if they still had it.
I have to ask him about this.
I'm glad they
still
have it.
Yeah, this was just a couple of days ago.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so...
Super.
Oh, interesting. See, you can get 10 Sunday papers for $10.
$10. Yeah. And then
and you have all those
more
coupons.
Savings than the $10.
And that's another good thing, too, because if you get your paper delivered to you, you can look through and say, oh, these are a lot of good coupons in here.
And
I will go out and get that bundle of 10 this week. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. All right. So I am quite intrigued. You know, you said saving money without coupons. So what is that all about?
It's fairly new for us. So I'm going to talk about the grocery stuff first. I don't really have a love for one grocery store. I'll walk in, you know, and get a few things at Market Basket. I do shop more at Hannaford, so I like their meats. I just like the layout of Hannaford better, too, for me. And a lot of it just goes down to what you like personally. But a store that my husband actually found recently, and you'll probably know being in the restaurant business, but JD Foods, also known as Cheese Co.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they're open to the public.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
We've talked so many times.
I wish we had known this. I would have been saving a lot more money. But they are. They're open to the public.
Well, it's in bulk. So.
Yeah, but it's both. You can do in bulk and smaller as well. Definitely the bulk gives you more for your money. A few weeks ago, we went in and the chicken breasts were $1.44 a pound.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, are you kidding me? And so by the case, it was $1.44. So that's 40 pounds of chicken. But it's just one box. I mean, it's not like it's a ton. So it was one box. I went home. The huge chicken breasts. They looked great. I filleted them. I used my kitchen shears and I cut my nuggets and my tenders. I froze them into bags. So already prepared for the meals when it's time. That is a huge savings because what we do have a lot of times is how can we save on meat? It's harder to do. But going here, I'm saving a lot more money now than I was before because of the meats. Also the cheeses, you know, I'll get the big bags of the mozzarella and the cheddar, and I'm still saving a couple dollars at least more than I would be at Sam's Club. So, you know, I've gone in and I priced those different things. Prices fluctuate,
sure.
You know, and they don't have an ad, but I'm lucky to say that they send it to me so I can put it on my site now. And people are seeing it. They don't even have a website, and they've been around since like 1981
they
or something
they've
like that.
They've been around a long time.
So that
it's like a restaurant kind of.
It is, and you know
outlet.
I've seen a lot of different people coming in from different restaurants, the owners or managers or whatnot, and they're getting their stuff. But even smaller things, you go the breakfast sandwiches. It's Tyson breakfast sandwiches at Market Basket. Was $4.79. So it's an egg sandwich on a flatbread, I think it is, with bacon and cheese. $4.79 for a box. They're $1.29 here at JD's. Buy them by the case, it comes down to like $1.19 or something like that. Yeah. Pizza rolls. I mean, I have a lot of kids, and they have their friends come home, and of course, everybody, they come home. What's to eat? I want a snack, you know? And I'll get a bag of pizza rolls, 40 of them in a pack. I think it's 40. And I'm paying under a dollar or right around a dollar for a bag of pizza rolls. So sure, go ahead and get that. Well, at Market Basket Hannaford, they're $3.79 for a bag, even Walmart. So that's a huge, huge savings. No coupons. I'm going in. Like I said, the prices fluctuate. Sometimes they have more of something than other times. You know, it does change. Walk in, though, I get fabulous, fabulous deals. And that, I've been getting some great emails and Facebook responses too of, wow, what a difference. And they're in Manchester and Hillsborough. So
really?
Yeah, they have Hillsborough too. Yeah. So I've had a lot of readers going to both and checking it out. And I just started off with a field trip with my friend. She has 5 kids too. And we're like, let's go check this out. And we wrote out a bunch of prices and took pictures with our phones to compare. And huge savings. Huge.
Very interesting. Now you're saying, let people know how they can find you and how they can be connected to you, like with your blog and,
sure.
And your emails.
My blog is extremecouponprofessors.net. And I have a lot of different topics. You know, I have tabs so you can look around easier, but it's a news feed. We have different things that come up. And then also on Facebook is Extreme Coupon Professors as well.
Very
and anybody
good.
Ever wants to email me, it's extremecouponprofessors@gmail.com. And I still have some DVDs left. I got some, did my class professionally on a DVD last year, and I ordered some more, got some more out there. So if anybody's interested, I compiled my classes into one DVD, and you can get a lot of information off of there.
It's really interesting.
That is fascinating. If you were to, obviously, there's a lot to this, and it almost sounds like it begins to get fun. Like you can kind of challenge yourself
right.
almost, or you
right.
kind of, you may start out somewhere and then you progress to more and more and look how much I save now and like finding tricks of how to get these great deals. If you were to address someone who really is kind of overwhelmed by all that and really just one or two keys to start out simply, what would you advise them to do?
I think I'd go back to what we were saying before and maybe not start with your groceries right away. Start with doing the toiletries, mm-hmm. getting the laundry soap deal, get some toilet paper stocked up, you know, those kind of things. I always say you have to see how the process works. Mm-hmm. Once you understand how the whole thing works, then you can go and grab your own. I had done this one class, and it was a fundraiser event, and everyone was all excited at the end. And I always say, if anyone has any questions after, email me, call me. It's all out there, all over Google. And I got a phone call Monday morning, and this girl was so excited. She got her binder for her coupons, and she had gone to the gas station, and her friend was throwing out a bunch of papers. He got all the coupons from those, and she put it all together, and she's telling me all this. I'm like, well, that's great, super. It was kind of like the end of the conversation, and then she's like, I said, so do you have any questions? She's like, well, what do I do now?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
And I'm like, okay. So we said, well, what store do you want to shop at? And hers was Hannaford. And I said, just pick 3 things out of the deals I told you to get at Hannaford that were the best deals and go do those. And so she did. And then later that night, she actually had a picture of maybe 5 things in her bag, but one of them was a steak. And she actually got the steak for free because it was one of those manager specials, and there was a coupon to print off on Hannaford. And whatever she had gotten, it was like 30 cents for her first bag of groceries. So she understood how it worked, and she had a steak in her bag. So it shows you that anyone can do it. Start off small. Don't get overwhelmed. see how the process works, and then you'll be more successful.
See, I'm not patient enough.
Yeah.
But even just what you just mentioned about the manager special thing, right. I used to be one that was like, I'm not taking marked down meat.
Oh.
And then I started doing that. Yes. So I'm like, wait a minute. The only reason that they've marked it down
just the date.
Is just because they're concerned about the dates. I can buy it now, cook it now, and I'm fine. And we did, and it was fantastic.
Right. Or freeze
and I
it.
Saved a big amount. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You can freeze it. It's not going to go bad. And the amount of money you can save... shopping all the manager specials I can
right.
on meat.
It's true. And then you have your people who are really, really into it, and they'll store hop and get all the different stores. And my neighbor, when I taught her how to do it, she went out that afternoon. She calls me at 7 o'clock. She goes, I have such a headache, but I have one more store to go to. And she went to this. This is her first time going. And her car was full of all the deals from all the different stores. She's like, she wasn't patient like you. And she wanted it all, and she wanted it for the lowest price, and she did it with a headache at the end, but she was really excited about it after.
Oh, my goodness. That is too yeah. funny.
Oh, we meet all kinds of people.
You must. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, as usual, I mean, such a learning experience. My gosh.
Oh, can we go back a little bit on your cards? You guys were talking about your cards.
Yes.
I'm the same way. Go to the dollar store. The dollar store has a lot of cards in there, and they're decent. There's fun ones. I'm like you. I laugh in the aisles. And a lot of them are 2 for $1.
Wow.
Your gift bags, $1. Tissue paper, $1.
So there's some savings there. No kidding, right?
Yeah.
Don't think of that, but that is such a good tip.
Right.
That is great.
And no coupons.
And no coupons. Oh my gosh. Kim, thank you so much for coming on Food for Thought. And stay tuned. When we come back, we are going to, in a little bit, we'll be with Pete, a.k.a. Repeat, from Appleseeds Restaurant in Bradford, New Hampshire. Stay tuned. Food for Thought. We'll be right back.